Today with Joseph Prince.
In the first chapter of Revelation, when John saw Jesus, he was glorious and shining with glory. And the Bible says John fell at his feet as dead. And John looked at Jesus and he was girded about. The girdle is the garb of a servant. He was still girded around the breast, which is a royalty girdle, with gold, girded with gold, the Bible says. In other words, even though he is glorified, high and lifted up, he still serves. If you serve Christ, God honors you. His Father honors you. Amen? And not just that, there is a fruitfulness to your labor. In other words, there's a reward coming your way. Your labor is not empty. The word in vain means it will not be fruitless. It will not be empty. It will not be futile.
This month, as a thank you for your gift of support to our ministry, receive Joseph's brand new 4-CD album, Positioned to Receive Your Miracle. Discover how you can tap into God's constant supply of blessings and receive the breakthrough you need.
You know, God is constantly supplying the Holy Spirit to you, which means God is constantly supplying the Spirit and God is constantly working miracles.
And for a specific gift, you will also receive the How to Pray and See Results 3 DVD album and a prayer journal. Discover Bible truths and practical keys to help you pray effective and powerful prayers in faith.
When we pray, it's not to soothe. We pray to bring heaven down to earth. Ask in my name and you shall receive. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, you will receive.
Request these faith-building resources today. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org.
You ready for God's Word? You know, every time you come to God's house, something is happening to you, something is being set free, something is loosed, something is added to, and you are not the same. You are being transformed from glory to glory. Praise God. Look at 1 Corinthians 15 up here. Many of us, we've been saved for a length of time already, whether you have been a number of years Christian or just within a year. The next thing you need to understand is that once you are saved, once you are filled, you need to know that you are so full, all right? You are so loaded up now. And God has filled you so much so that you can be a blessing. You are blessed so you can be a blessing. There is a verse in Zechariah that says, "So will I save you, and you shall be a blessing." Look at this verse 58 of chapter 15, 1 Corinthians. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." I want to encourage you, each one of you, to serve the Lord in some capacity. We'll come back to this verse again, but look at John, what Jesus said about serving the Lord. Jesus says, "If any man serve me," this is chapter 12, "let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me," not serve their interests. So when I'm serving Christ, something happens. The Lord says, if any man serve me, what's going to happen? Him will my Father, what? Honor. My Father will honor. And honor here, from the Greek, timao, which actually means he will prize you, he will regard you very highly. Amen. Now, he loves all of us, okay? But he will honor the one who serves his Son, who serves the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He will make sure that you are taken care of. Now, 1 Corinthians 15 again. All right. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. In the work of the Lord, be steadfast. Unmovable." We don't do things for people's eyes. We do things for Christ. Therefore, if somebody doesn't come and pat me on the shoulder, it doesn't really matter. It wasn't for him. It was for Christ. Amen. It is when we start looking at each other, we get hurt. We get disappointed, we get resentful, we get disillusioned. Our eyes must be on Christ. So brethren, be steadfast. Steadfast here is a very interesting word. It is from the Greek word for sit. Sit down. Sit. That is the word steadfast. It's from the root word sit. Sit means you are settled. You must be, before you can serve Christ, you got to be seated. You got to be settled. Settled, your sins are forgiven. That God loves you. Amen. That He has blessed you. He has favored you. You must be seated in that. You cannot serve Christ to be righteous. Unmovable means cannot be moved. This guy serves the Lord, man. I'm telling you, when he serves the Lord, whether you encourage him, you discourage him, you say things about him, he is unmovable. Unmovable. Amen. Praise God. What a way to open a sermon. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding means what? Always full. Abounding is a very wealthy word, rich word. It literally means, abounding means going beyond the measure, going the extra mile, not just doing the bare minimum. Always abounding. And the word abounding has quality and quantity. In other words, Pastor Prince, you know what I do or not? Every Sunday I serve the Lord. It's not a matter of serving the Lord every Sunday. It's a matter of serving the Lord day to day. Amen. For the rest of your life. You know, you're cool, you're unmovable, and you're always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. And knowing this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. If you serve Christ, God honors you. His Father honors you. Amen. And not just that, there is a fruitfulness to your labor. In other words, there's a reward coming your way. Your labor is not empty. The word in vain means it will not be fruitless. It will not be empty. It will not be futile. Amen. When I look at the Bible and I look at people in the Old Testament or even in the New Testament, and I try to find someone who's a wonderful picture of a servant of the Lord. All right. Every time I find someone, I find someone with clay feet. I find someone with weakness. Not a single one who is a perfect servant. So I have to go back to the one perfect servant of the Bible. His name is Jesus Christ. And as we behold Him, may we all be transformed from glory to glory, even to the same image of the Lord. Can I have a good amen, church? And for that, we'll go to the four Gospels, but particularly one Gospel, okay? The Gospel of Mark, which is the Gospel of the Servant of Jehovah. And we just focus on Mark 1, chapter 1, the first chapter. And it begins like this: the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Son of God became a servant. How many understand? The Son in the house and the servant in the house are two different things. The Son don't have to do the things a servant does. But a servant has no dignity and privileges like the Son did, that does. All right, but here the Son became a servant. You see, there is majesty and there is meekness. Amen. Let's dive now straight into the meaty part of it. All right, I'm going to help you, okay, church? I'm going to help you. All right, so I'm going to give you my notes. Is it okay? I'll help you with my notes, okay? Because I'm going to call this the seven A's. Seven A's. The first one, all from chapter 1, okay? I'm just focusing on that alone, chapter 1. No more, okay? But the first part, we read the beginning of Jesus Christ, the Gospel, the Son of God, all right? It tells you, announced by the forerunner, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, chapter 1, verse 3. Prepare the way of the Lord, make His path straight. John came baptizing in the wilderness. So it opens up straight away with the forerunner. Announced by the forerunner. The forerunner is John the Baptist. Now John, the Bible says of John, all right, it quotes this verse, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord, make His path straight. Now, it's quoting Isaiah 40. Look at the quotation, Isaiah 40. It says, what? Prepare the way of the Lord. Now, look at the word Lord there. That is Yahweh. That means, it is saying Jesus who is coming, prepare the way for Him. He is Yahweh. He is God in human flesh. Look at the last line, a highway for our God. God there is Elohim. Jesus is Yahweh. He's Elohim. Wow. And He came as a servant. Are you with me? All right, let's go to the next A. Approved by the Father. Okay, very good. Look at the passage here. Look at the passage here. And immediately coming up from the water, all in chapter 1, okay, He saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon Him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven. You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Greek there, I am well pleased, should be like this. You are my beloved Son, in you is all my delight. And there are two occasions the Father actually said, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." One is over here when John the Baptist baptized Jesus, all right, in the River Jordan. And another one is at Mount Hermon, when Jesus brought Peter, James, and John and went up there, and he was transfigured. And the Father says, "You are my beloved Son, in you I'm well pleased. Hear him," he told them. All right? Remember that? So two occasions. Now watch this now. Mount Hermon is the highest mountain in all Israel and is the northernmost part of Israel. Those of you who've been to Israel, you see the snow peak Mount Hermon. All right? Right at the top, the highest point of Israel, the Father announced, "This is my beloved Son." Now, when Jesus was baptized, he came out. This part here, scholars and many of us, we know we have been there. It is actually the place of baptism, which is not the traditional site. It's actually the real site is right near the Dead Sea, Betbara. It's called Bethany beyond Jordan. There are two Bethanies. Bethany, not the Bethany of Lazarus that is in Judea, but this Bethany is beyond the River Jordan, where the crossing of Joshua and the men took place, where Jesus was baptized. It is at the lowest place of planet Earth. Yeah. And mind you, this is the southernmost of Israel, and this is the northernmost. It's almost like God is saying, from north to south, from land to land, from border to border, all right, all across the land, proclaim, "Jesus is my beloved." Yeah. Okay, then we have the third one. Okay, the third one is anointed by the Spirit. Anointed by the Spirit. By the way, there are exactly seven, okay? I'm giving you seven. The theme of Mark is divine service, the divine servant of Jehovah, our Lord Jesus. And what he did when he came to serve us with grace, love, and power is one thing to have a lot of love in your heart, but you have no power to remove the affliction. Well, Jesus came not just with grace, he came with power. Amen, church? And Jesus said this, and this is the theme of Mark. In Mark chapter 10, Jesus says, "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." You see, even though we want you to serve the Lord, we consider it an honor and a privilege to serve the Lord. Actually, it is the Lord serving us. He serves us until we are so full, like the woman at the well. I love it. Even when he's tired, he's serving the best. He was sitting at the well because he was tired. Remember that? Even in his most tired form, Jesus was giving the best. Steadfast, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, even when he's tired. And the woman came to be served. She didn't know she was being served. But man, was she served. After she was so full, she became an evangelist immediately. No Bible school, nothing. Amen. So I'm telling you, church, he wants to serve you today. Is it okay? He wants to serve you the living bread. He wants to give you the rivers of living water. He wants to give you the bread of healing. He wants to wash your feet. He wants to give peace to your mind. Can you allow him to serve you? Yes. Are you with me so far? All right, let's go to the fourth one. The fourth one is assailed by the devil. After he was baptized, he came out, the Father spoke. Straight away, the Bible says, read your Bible. It tells us this. Immediately, the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. Hey, the devil didn't send Jesus there. The Holy Spirit sent Jesus into the wilderness to be tested of the devil. Next verse. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. You see, Pastor Prince, why did the Holy Spirit, right after the Father says, "You are my beloved Son," the Holy Spirit drove Jesus right into the wilderness. Why? By the way, the word being tempted by Satan, this word tempt can be the word tempted to sin or being tested. I want to tell you something about our Lord Jesus Christ. He cannot be tempted to sin. Amen. Now, some people say, Pastor Brian, if he's tempted to not be tempted to sin, then it's not a real temptation. No, he cannot be tempted to sin. The word for him is the same word for tested. Let me explain. When we are tempted, there is something inside us responding. It's still a temptation, but there's something inside us called the flesh that is responding. The sin principle that came in when Adam fell. All men have it. Jesus does not. Amen. You know, when he's tempted, there's no stirring inside him. Amen. And that's why in Hebrews, if you quote to me Hebrews, Pastor, he says, was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. Don't forget the last part, yet without sin. You study the Greek there, literally it means, he's not saying sinless. He's sinless, yes. Without sin means he was tempted in all points, but not pertaining to sin. Not pertaining to sin. He was never tempted to sin. He cannot be tempted to sin. For man is used tempted, all right, to sin, for sinful man, but for Jesus, tested. In other words, testing is not just to show, all right, something is wrong, something is amiss. Testing is also to show it is perfect. Amen, church? All right, so we have announced by the forerunner, approved by the Father, we have anointed by the Spirit, and now assailed by the devil. All right, he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan or tested by Satan, was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. It is amazing that so much can be said in one verse. It's all compassed in one verse. You have Jesus was there, the Lord was there, right? He was there. Satan was there. Then you have the wild beasts. They were there. It's the only gospel that mentioned the wild beasts. And then you have angels coming to him. Now, go real slow. We have assailed by the devil. Next A, put down there. Acknowledged by the wild beasts. 40 days of being tempted. 6 weeks. He was with the wild beasts. You might think, well, he was in the wilderness, and in the wilderness there are a lot of people, you know, a lot of animals there and that kind of thing, and they were there, and he was there. It's not that. He was with the wild beasts. Literally, he was in the presence of the wild beasts. They were his companions for 6 weeks. They all acknowledge the Lord of glory, the Lord of creation. Even the wild beasts acknowledge him. Only man doesn't. Maybe the wild beasts are more intelligent than man. Okay, so acknowledged by the wild beasts, attended to by angels. All right, same verse. The last part of the verse tells us, and the angels ministered to him. The angels came. Now, do you believe in the ministry of angels? They are here right now. I said they are here right now. Every time we are gathered and the name of Jesus is proclaimed, angels are there. Angels are there to make sure that the one who proclaimed the name of Jesus and those of you who are serving Jesus are being kept in the way. Amen. You are protected because you become valuable to God. And I'm telling you, angels are with us. The Bible says there are more angels with us than with the devil who fell. Amen. He will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And there's something the devil did not quote, to keep you in all your ways. Amen. All right, let's go to the next one. Acclaimed by the multitude. Look at these verses. Verse 32, at evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. The whole city gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. They'll say things like, you are Christ, the Son of God. You are the Holy One of God. Jesus does not need their publicity. It's only blinded man that does not know who he, and man is wondering, well, how come I don't have health? How come I don't have wisdom? How come I don't have direction? How come I don't have peace? How come you have been cut off from the source? By him were all things made. No wonder you are like this. Do you know that Mark chapter 1, and I close with this, Mark chapter 1 closes the chapter with sunset. The last chapter of Mark, Mark 16, opens with sunrise. Okay? Here in verse 32, when the sun had set. Can you see that? This is the first chapter of Mark. The last chapter of Mark, Mark 16, very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. So, chapter, first chapter, last chapter. First chapter, sunset. Last chapter, sunrise. That means what? He came into our darkness. Because sunset to sunrise is the darkest time of the day. Jesus, the perfect servant, came into our darkness and brought the light of his glory, of his grace, to bear on our darkness. Thank you, Jesus. and the world is still dark. But we have Jesus. We have our Lord who is with us. And our Lord came into our darkness. And church, it's getting brighter now. It can only get brighter. It's not sunrise or sunset. It is sunset to sunrise. And he came and ministered in the darkness. All the chapters are chapters where he is the light of the world. And he stepped into the darkness. No wonder the demons were afraid. You see, for us, we don't have to be afraid. He knows all about us, and he still loves us. The best thing is to bring all your junk to him and say, Lord, thank you for loving me. And let him wash your feet. Let him save you. The very last verse of Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, the very last verse says this, and I'll close with this. It says, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out, the disciples, they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. Even though he's exalted in glory, he's still working. I want you to know something. When you serve the Lord, you're not alone. He works with you. You say, in the name of Jesus, Jesus comes in and heals. You say, in the name of Jesus, Jesus comes in and casts the devil out. He is still working. With, not apart from, with the Lord working with them. As you serve the Lord, you are not alone. Isn't it amazing that in the first chapter of Revelation, when John saw Jesus, he was glorious and shining with glory. And the Bible says John fell at his feet as dead. And John looked at Jesus and he was girded about. The girdle is the garb of a servant. He was still girded around the breast, which is a royalty girdle, with gold, girded with gold, the Bible says. In other words, even though he is glorified, high and lifted up, he still serves. He still ministers. And he says this, I did not come to be served. I came to serve. Some people are proud when the Lord wants to serve them. They say, no, Lord, I want to serve you, Lord. I want to give to you, Lord. I want to pour to you, Lord. I want to, and you are empty. No. This message is for those who are steadfast. They are seated. They have allowed the Lord to love them, fill them up. They are unmovable. And now they are abounding. Amen. From heaven you came, helpless babe. Entered our world, your glory veil. Came not to be served, but to serve. And gave his life that we might live. This is our God, the servant king. He calls us now to follow him, to give our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant king. Amen.
Hello, I'm so glad to see you today. My friend, if you're going through a night season or a challenging time right now, I just want to encourage you to keep hearing the good news of the gospel. You see, the more you hear about our Lord Jesus' love for you and about the perfect work he has done at the cross, the more faith will come and the more you'll be able to effortlessly receive every provision that you need. And this month, we have prepared a special teaching resource that we know will greatly encourage you and anyone you share it with. My friend, the Lord loves you, and he has a word in season to help you. As you listen to the series and soak in the good news of Jesus, faith will arise in your heart to receive every blessing he has prepared for you in the days to come. So be sure to request this month's special teaching resource and get ready to receive your breakthrough.
This month, as a thank you for your gift of support to our ministry, receive Joseph's brand new 4-CD album, Positioned to Receive Your Miracle. Discover how you can tap into God's constant supply of blessings and receive the breakthrough you need.
Do you know God is constantly supplying the Holy Spirit to you?
which means God is constantly supplying the Spirit and God is constantly working miracles.
And for a specific gift, you will also receive the How to Pray and See Results 3-DVD album and a prayer journal. Discover Bible truths and practical keys to help you pray effective and powerful prayers in faith.
When we pray, it's not to soothe. We pray to bring heaven down to earth. Ask in my name and you shall receive. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, you will receive.
Request these faith-building resources today. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org.
Dear friends, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus across America and around the world. Thanks to the support and prayers of all our JPM partners, millions of people worldwide are discovering the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. Because of your support, we have been able to embark on new initiatives to reach out to more communities with the gospel. For instance, we have translated our messages into Spanish and Bahasa Indonesia, two of the most widely spoken languages in the world. Our Joseph Prince Spanish YouTube channel now has over 25,000 subscribers, and that number is growing quickly. With Spanish spoken by 500 million people, we are excited for millions more to encounter the person of Jesus and the power of His grace.
As the good news of Jesus is shared in these communities, many who were trapped by guilt and depression are now experiencing His amazing love and grace. They are discovering their forgiveness in Christ and seeing many breakthroughs. Thank you, JPM partners, for making all this possible through your faithful and generous giving.
If you're not yet a partner and you believe this is good ground to sow into, will you prayerfully consider becoming a partner with us today? And if you have Spanish or Bahasa Indonesia speaking friends who need to hear the message of God's grace, would you also take a moment to share the links below with them and be an ambassador of His grace? Wendy and I are praying for you to experience the Lord's favor and shalom peace in every area of your life. God bless you.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.